I was then in Louisiana. I was teaching God's Word in a little non-denominational church. They brought a Baptist man over there that had both legs crushed and had steel braces on both legs from his hips all the way to his ankles. The guy, I didn't know what happened to him. I didn't even ask. They brought him in and set him on the front row with his legs sticking straight out with those steel braces. I taught the Word of God for 2 hours. And then I went to pray for people. And when I did, I walked over and laid my hands on the first woman that came down, and she was shaking with Parkinson. And I laid my hand on her and I said, "In the name of Jesus." And instantly God healed her. And I thought, when she was healed instantly, I thought, wow, that's one of the gifts of the Spirit is the gift of miracles. Now, the gift of miracles just hit. Now, I don't turn these miracles on and off. God does. It says, He does these things as the Spirit wills, not as you will. I guess I'd heal them all. I don't know what their sin is, so God, He knows what He's doing. So I just have to trust Him. I do the natural, He does the supernatural. But anyway, after I prayed for the woman that had the Parkinson, she quit shaking. And so I did not know for a couple, 2 or 3 months later until I got word from her that she had been healed of her lupus also. But I saw the Parkinson instantly healed. So when I saw this magnificent thing happen, I ran over, and when I ran over to this man with the braces on his legs, I asked him what happened. He said, 21 months ago, a big tree fell across a tractor I was driving, and it crushed my legs. He said, they'd done surgery on my legs, but he said, they told me I'll never walk again. I said, Jesus said in John 14:13-14, two verses, right back to back, that we can ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything and He'll do it. I said, do you believe that? He said, if Jesus said that, that's good enough for me. I said, okay. That's what the King said. So I reached down and laid my hands on his knees, and I prayed. And I asked Father in Jesus' name to give him two new knees, make them like brand new. I thanked him for doing it that quick. I said, now, you believe that? He said, I do. I said, then take your steel off and let's stand up and walk. The guy took his steel off, unstrapped it, throwed it down in the floor. He didn't sit there saying, but I can't take it off. I can't walk. He began to take it off. He throwed it down in the floor. When he all got it thrown in the floor, I told him, I said, now then, bend your knees. So he bent his knees. I said, now, take my hand and stand up and walk in the name of Jesus. He reached up and took my hand. I thought about Peter here in Acts 6. I jerked that guy up. When there, as soon as he got weight on his knees, boy, he said, it hurts, it hurts. I said, I know it's going to hurt. The devil's going to make it hurt. But I said, don't you believe that beast. You stay in faith with me. Jesus made us a promise. He can't lie. I give him a jerk and he took a step. I said, come on. I give him a jerk and he took another step and another one. And after I took 3 steps with him, I said, you're on your own. He walked around the podium 3 times and broke down the aisle running, screaming, saying, God is awesome. Hey, we have all power and authority over the devil. The devil has to be subject to us, but we don't know it. And it takes great faith to do something like that. Sometimes I have that kind of faith, and sometimes I don't. I don't know why it is. But God said in His Word, again, the gift of faith is another gift of the Spirit. And by us knowing these great and awesome things, we can stand on this great and mighty Word, and we can see things just like Peter did in Acts chapter 3, verse 6. I think a while ago I said Acts chapter 6, but it's Acts chapter 3, verse 6. It says, Peter clearly said when a man says, I need money. He said, I don't have any money. But what I have, I give unto you, and it's much better than money. It will bring healing to all of your body and happiness, want everything to all of your flesh. So all you got to do is, like I did and like Peter did, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And God did. He healed that man. Now then, some people will tell you that these mighty miracles are not for today. Those kind of miracles went away with the apostles. Well, I was raised up in a Baptist church, and obviously they went away with the apostles. because I never saw anything. I never saw a miracle, never saw a healing until I stepped into the world of God kind of faith. When I stepped into faith, then I realized the miracles has not gone away. But let's see what the Word says. Now then, let's see if these things are gone to get today. Let's turn to John 14:12. Let's see what, actually we'll just read John 14:12, 13, 14, 15, because that's an awesome scripture. John 14:12. Verily, verily, or truly, truly. It's amazing how Jesus would have to tell us something like that, isn't it? Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you. Jesus is talking. He that believes on me. Now then, are you a believer in Jesus? You say you are? Okay. He says, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these that he do, because I come. Because I go unto the Father. Greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. Just think, Jesus told you right there, John 14:12, truly, truly, he says unto you, if you believe in me, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do in my name, because I'm going to the Father. Wow, you say I can do greater things than reaching down and grabbing a man by the hand and saying, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. That's what Jesus said. Most of us don't believe it. And then right back to back, he makes these two awesome statements in John 14:13. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then in verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. We must not love him. We don't keep his commandments. He told us to do all these wonderful things. But if you do love him, you will want to keep these commandments. You will want to go and tell people to get rid of their sin, to believe him, to walk holy before him, walk in obedience to his word. Don't give no place to the devil. Walk in total obedience to God's word. When you do, you beat the devil every time. Now then, as long as Satan can keep you in unbelief, he will win every time. If he can keep you in unbelief of these mighty promises of God, this beast will beat you every time. Just like this Baptist man down there in Louisiana that I went down there to preach to that church. For 21 months, he had been down. 21 months, this guy had been down with his knees crushed. Doctors said they couldn't do nothing for him. They done surgery and everything on the knees, but they said they're tore up too bad. And there is no way that they can fix his knee. He is never going to walk again. That's just all there is to it. But see, Jesus gave us these great and exceeding precious promises that by these promises we might become healed. But you got to believe them. Just think. And whatsoever you shall ask or demand. I mean, I went and checked that word ask out in the Greek. And whatsoever you shall ask or demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. When I got a hold of that, I said, Lord, how in the world, why would I have to demand something from you? If you want to give it to me, why would I have to demand it? Why couldn't I just ask you simply, Lord, why can't I have this? Gently and soft, and I get it. Why do I have to demand? And he told me, he said, you're not demanding from me. I did give it to you. It's you. He said, you're demanding that the devil get his hands off of you. After you've sinned, you give place to him. After you repent, you got to demand he leave, because he doesn't want to go. So it's just like somebody gets in your house, that they get in and they won't pay you the rent, but they don't want to leave. You have to demand that they leave. Jesus made us this awesome promise. If you love me, keep my commandments. So if you stay in unbelief, the devil will beat you every time. But if you stay in faith and believe this mighty word of God, God says you will win every time. Now, do not go by what you feel or see, only what the Word of God says. If you go by what you see, guarantee the devil's going to beat up on you. And I don't know very many people that when they come down with something, sickness, disease, or whatever it is, they have trouble standing on it. I know just several months ago, I got bit right here on the elbow with a brown recluse spider. I know those spiders are very deadly and very dangerous, like getting bit by a rattlesnake. But I know Jesus is my healer. I knew I had my sins all repented of. That spider slipped over and bit me. That thing, I believe with all my heart, comes from the devil. I believe especially the poison in the spider. The Lord may have made the spider, but the devil put the poison in him. Now then, the Word of God says in the millennium, when Satan's locked up, there won't be anything like this. The snakes will not be poisonous. The lions will not eat the lamb. They will lay down together. And a child will play on the den of a poisonous snake. Well, the poisonous snake's not going to be poisoned when the devil's locked up. So we really have no idea of all the things that this devil does to us. But if we stay in unbelief, the devil will beat us every time. But if we stay in faith, we'll beat the devil every time. But we have to believe what the Word of God says. And if you do, you will win every time. Now, do not under no conditions go by what you feel. Only what the Word of God says. If you go by what you feel, when you see what happens when a spider bites you on the arm and your arm starts swelling up, you go by what you see, you call a doctor. I didn't call a doctor. I stood on God's Word. He didn't heal me instantly. The second day, my whole arm was swelled up. The third day, my whole arm was hard and stiff, but I still stood on God's Word. Now, finally, the third day, I did cut into it, or had one of my friends that could see it better than I could. He cut into my arm. We squeezed as much of that pus and that hard core where he had bit me out. And then I continued to worship and praise the living God. And by worshiping and praising God, knowing that if I stay in the realms of faith, I beat the devil every time. So by staying in the realms of faith, worshiping the King, praising Him, and telling that devil he's got to go, that he has nothing in me. And as I stood on God's mighty Word, it took one whole week. But at the end of that week, without a single scar on my arm, Jesus completely healed me. If you'll stand by faith, the King will do the very same things for you. He loves you like He does me.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.